Welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast, where we share the power of Yerba Mate with the world. And today I'm joined by someone who is literally sharing the power of Yerba Mate with those in Colorado. Her name is Avani. She is the founder of naturalhighs.org. And this is an organization that, I guess, just in my own words, but basically helping those that are battling addiction or recovering by using Yerba Mate as a tool for addiction recovery. Avani, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Did I say that well enough, or did I kind of oversimplify that, or is there anything you'd like to add to what I said there?
No, it's great. So I started Natural Highs as a nonprofit because we wanted that cutting-edge neuroscience information about mental health and healthy alternatives to substance use is available to everybody, regardless of ability to pay for things or background. And so that's what we do in our nonprofit. We teach people pretty advanced neuroscience so that people can understand why they might have symptoms like anxiety or depression or a craving for substances. And we learned a lot of things in the last 20 years. So, for example, that it is much, much easier for people to quit an unhealthy substance if they have a tangible, healthy alternative. I think that's one of the reasons that traditional substance abuse treatment often hasn't worked because it doesn't give people something tangible to do when we're not feeling well. And when you study neuroscience, our brains are still kind of operating on the Stone Age design. Our brains and nervous systems were designed over the course of 2 million years. They haven't really changed since then very much. And so our brain was hardwired to, when we don't feel good, to go out and find things that make us feel better. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't know that there's a lot of healthy things we could be doing. But the problem is these healthy things, they often don't have billion-dollar industries behind them that are marketing them. Like everybody knows about alcohol, everybody knows about marijuana, or Xanax, but a lot of people don't know that, for example, an herb like yerba mate can also help you feel better if you don't feel well. And so in our program, we have learned this literally from teens, from adults, from people in the justice system, that if you have a healthy, tangible alternative in the moment, that it can really help you. And, one thing we learned about yerba mate is that yerba mate contains the complete spectrum of amino acids, which if you are quitting an unhealthy substance, your brain is going to be out of balance, or your brain is going to be in a state of rebound or withdrawal. And it needs amino acids to rebuild its own dopamine, serotonin, GABA, acetylcholine, all of these feel-good chemicals. And most people don't know that there's things you can do to help your body actually do that, and people are just blown away when they learn that yerba mate has all those ingredients. And so we bring it into halfway houses, we bring it into schools, we bring it into lots of places so that people can have a direct experience of like, oh, there's something healthy that makes me feel better.
And that's beautiful of the fact that using essentially replacing a bad habit with a good habit, myself included, I've shared this story before, but maybe not so much to you or the other listeners that might be just joining us, but as well, sobriety of 1 year and 3 months and like 2 days, I think, last time I checked, from alcohol.
Amazing.
And thank you. And I have found that the ritual of yerba mate, the habit, I guess, for lack of a better word, but that ritual of preparing it in a is a healthy, I guess you could say, replacement of that kind of looking for something to essentially take the edge off is what a lot of people will say, or to kind of de-stress in some senses. And going back, because I know this, but to share a little bit more with the audience, that you grew up in Germany. And that's when you first got introduced to yerba mate, correct?
Yeah, I was obsessed with herbs when I was a teen. You know, at the same time where my friends were doing drugs, I was out there foraging for herbs. And there was something inside of me that I was driven to learn about herbs, to find herbs. At that point, I didn't understand the neuroscience. I understand it now better. But I was obsessed with learning about herbs. And then I had a great aunt who suffered terribly from arthritis. And her doctor in Germany said to her, there's only one thing that will help you with your arthritis, and it is this herb called yerba mate. And she told me about it. And of course, I immediately went out and found it. And then, I was very geeky about herbs, so I learned about the ritual. And this is actually the gourd that I've had for 40 years, right? That is that I
Oh,
got when
wow.
I was 17 years old is my like friend. And then working with people around substance use, I learned that people sometimes get more addicted to the ritual around substance use than even to the chemical effect. Like I have worked with people who didn't even like the effect of the drug that they were addicted to. And they got addicted to the drug because they got into the habit of sharing and being in a social context with a substance like marijuana or alcohol, And so this is, of course, one of the most amazing things about the yerba mate ritual, that it has this ritual with it, that we share it, and that we that it has paraphernalia that that we can hold on to. And we have learned that that is a really powerful ingredient. And I actually believe that we have so much addiction in our culture because we lost ritual. And I believe that our Stone Agey part of the brain is really set up for ritual. And the fact that we lost so much ritual, we're substituting it now with unconscious addictions, because when you study addiction and ritual, they have a lot of things in common, with the difference that addiction is unconscious and a healthy ritual is conscious. And so, we have worked with people where no treatment has ever worked for them. And then they come to us and it's the first time things work for them. And one of the big pieces is that there is a tangible ritual that you can do socially, you feel more connected, and that it's something tangible when things are hard, when times are hard.
That's so cool. I mean, just I guess to put it in a very practical sense, the connection, right? It's the connection of in community. It's the connection of literally, like you said, a tangible thing to hold, a connection to a process, connection really to yourself, I guess, in the sense of the fact that you are processing like this whole experience, I guess you could say, and I think there's definitely something there to just keep digging into, as far as the connection or the lack of connection of us in community or humans nowadays that unfortunately leads to abuse of substances or suicidal, avenues or depression, all those kind of, I hate to say negative, but not healthy things. And so I mean, not saying that yerba mate is going to fix everything in your life, but to give some connection, ritual, and I guess community in a very real sense of what you're doing by connecting people through a healthy alternative. So yeah, I'm very, very honored and proud that you and are using yerba mate that way, and I just think that's really cool.
Yeah, and like we learned that, a huge part of dopamine release is was actually designed for foraging, for humans to go out into the world and find things for medicine and for food. That's when we release dopamine, right? So a huge function of dopamine was that, to drive us out and to find things to make us feel better. And unfortunately, that got completely corrupted by the alcohol industry, marijuana industry, all these industries that promise people, oh, you know, find me and I will help you feel better. And people don't know that it is okay to want to do something in the moment to make you feel better. You know, that's okay. That's healthy. And there's lots of healthy options that you can then choose in that moment. It doesn't have to be a glass of wine, or it doesn't have to be, you know, using cannabis. It can be an herb like yerba mate that is actually good for you. And another really interesting thing we found that I don't think a lot of people know is that yerba mate will go in the direction of people's drug of choice. You know, so for example, when we go into halfway houses, we work with people who come out of really serious substance abuse cycles like methamphetamine and opioids and really serious substance use. And when we share yerba mate with people, and I just want to clarify for everybody, right? Because we're in these settings, we are not passing one gourd around in a circle where everybody drinks from the same bombilla. We bring a huge circle of gourds and bombillas just because, you know, we had to adapt the ritual to the environment. But the interesting thing is that people experience the effect of yerba mate in different ways. So for example, somebody who was addicted to sedative drugs, so alcohol, opioids, marijuana, they will experience yerba mate as calming. And people who were addicted to stimulating drugs like methamphetamine or cocaine, they will experience yerba mate as stimulating. And, you know, we ask people, because you can imagine how intrigued people are.
Yeah.
We ask people, like, how do you think that can happen? Like, how can one herb do that? And then we teach the neuroscience that if you give a brain that is out of balance, that is in a state of deficit, if you give it all the nutrients, of course, the nutrients go to where the deficit is. And so you can imagine that is like the light at the end of the tunnel for people who don't even know that there's healthy things that could make them feel better, right? I mean, so for us, the yerba mate ritual is kind of the opening to teach neuroscience, helping people understand that what they're trying to do with substances is not like wrong. It's just a short, kind of very short-term fix. If you really want to balance your brain long-term, then healthy things like yerba mate are a much better choice.
Yeah, that's really cool. That, you know, it can do both. Because I've also asked, you know, different people how, you know, yerba mate makes them feel, you know, alert or energetic or calm. And it's like, how can you be alert and calm at the same time, or energetic, calm? And so it's just a really interesting thing about yerba mate that is not the same with other, I guess, caffeinated beverages. Just to generalize, I guess, because that's usually what it gets compared to, is other caffeinated beverages. And it's bigger than that, because you mentioned like amino acids and hydration and other things that are nutrients, I guess, that are missing, especially for someone that has, unfortunately, a lot of destructive, unhealthy lifestyle for a long period of time. Yep. And you mentioned something about somatic psychology. I think that's what you studied. Can you maybe a little bit, is that kind of what we already just kind of covered, or is there something else there to mention?
I mean, this is the most exciting time right now to, you know, deal with emotional health, mental health. We know so much now about what is driving, let's say, things like anxiety or depression. And there's a lot of new findings right now that, for example, most often symptoms of anxiety or depression are not mental health disorders that people are born with, but that they are symptoms of unprocessed trauma. So we teach this kind of neuroscience in our classes, whether it is for teens or for adults or people in the justice system, so that they understand what is actually going on with them. And so, you know, and this neuroscience is now really accessible. I mean, you can find podcasts to understand more about, you know, how you can increase your dopamine in a healthy way. And so that's the kind of thing we teach. And, you know, especially people who are struggling with either mental health or substance use issues, that is what we're seeing the most empowering access is to actually understand what's going on, you know, because people still, there's so much stigma, as if people are not strong enough, you know, that kind of thing. And we teach people that no, all of your symptoms actually make sense. And it's not you being not strong enough, but there's things you can do to help yourself feel more balanced.
And I think you mentioned something about making more neurotransmitters as well. Or it's something related to yerba mate with that. Is that true? Like what's more details about that?
You know, we go into middle schools and high schools, and obviously, you know, it's important for kids to learn math, right? But sometimes I'm like, why are we not teaching about neurotransmitters and about emotions, and that they're not some like airy-fairy things? They're actually produced by neurotransmitters in our brain. And there's a lot we can do to help build these neurotransmitters, release these neurotransmitters, help keeping these systems healthy. And most people have never learned about that. So for example, you know, you can eat a breakfast that would help you feel happier throughout the day, because your brain needs building blocks to build these happy chemicals like dopamine, serotonin, and so on. And most people don't know what that is. And so it is amino acids that are the building blocks for all of your neurotransmitters that you need to feel, to have to feel motivated, happy, excited, or even things like feeling love. You know, all of that is neuroscience, and there is so much cool understanding now. And so that's why we love yerba mate, because it provides a lot of these building blocks and a lot of these nutrients. And again, you know, for people who are struggling, of course, that's extremely good news and very empowering, because suddenly there's really tangible things I can do to help myself feel better.
So there you have it. If you weren't convinced before, drinking yerba mate not only can give you energy and caffeine, but literally make you feel better, make you smarter, neurotransmitters, amino acids. I don't see why you're not drinking right now if you're not. But no, seriously, though, it's really powerful to have like scientific data behind this versus me just trying to tell people, hey, I like it, you should try it, you know. But this really can really help someone. Just straightforward, literally, not just in a figurative way, but literally help someone to recover, or the psychological state, and is which is mostly what we're looking for, which you mentioned is the scavenging. It's we're really just trying to change our psychological state by up or down, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you touched on one thing that I want to go back though, and I have some other questions is related to your organization, naturalhighs.org. But I guess the difference between habit and ritual, and ritual being conscious versus unconscious habit. And so therefore you're present, right? Because I know mindfulness is a big, you know, buzzword, and the preparation method of preparing yerba mate is that conscious ritual, correct? Is that's if I'm putting the words correctly. And then so that is also helping people in their recovery state. And can it be helpful to other people as well, that are maybe just what is some of the neuroscience there, that maybe, if you know, I mean, you're not an addict or anything, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, you know, one of the things I think the misunderstandings about addiction is that once people are identified as having an addiction or a substance use problem, the expectation is that then people cannot do anything to help themselves feel better, right? And so we're putting that on so-called addicts that, oh no, now you shouldn't be needing anything. Everybody else has their glass of wine, their coffee, their whatever, right? And that is a setup for failure. That is not working. And we have learned that from so many people in our program, that, you know, what people call white knuckling sobriety, to just not do the drug or not do anything. That is not fair to people struggling with substance use issues, because that's not how we're wired. We are wired to go out and find things that make us feel better. And that is healthy and that is intelligent. So that's what we teach to people with substance use issues, where we say, you're not wrong with wanting to feel better, but you can learn how you can rebalance your brain in healthy ways. And, you know, there was a beautiful book written last year, published called Dopamine Nation by Dr. Anna Lemke, who's an addiction psychiatrist. And the book is called Dopamine Nation because she says addiction is not an individual problem. She says, if you have a smartphone, if you shop online, if you buy convenience food, you are the addict. And we need to own that, that we are all in that, you know, in the struggle of like what's healthy, what's not healthy. I want to give you another example. Look at how in our culture, people celebrate the most important moments of their lives, birthdays, anniversaries, New Year's, right? How do people do that? With very unhealthy rituals, alcohol, sugar, you know, and we think we're so advanced in the US, but our social rituals and celebration rituals are not very advanced. I mean, you literally, you toast like, here, have a glass of poison. You mean so much to me, right? I mean, it's so silly and ridiculous. And it's a blind spot in this culture. And that's why we love the yerba mate ritual. It is so intelligent, where you celebrate connection and actually you give your friend a whole gourd full of nutrition, right? I mean, think about that. Yeah. We should really change how we celebrate for and with our friends and family. We should do healthy things. And yes, this is not an issue for people who got the label addicts. This is for everybody, because we're all now struggling with these kind of, you know, habits, addictions, imbalances in the brain. And, you know, one of the reasons is because we're living with a Stone Age designed brain that was not designed for this world. And it's challenging for everybody to not get hooked, you know, into social media, into online shopping, into video games. It's hard. And so that's what we have learned, is that it's not about that you just stop something. You're going to need some kind of healthy ritual so that your brain is happy, you know, and feels like, I have something that makes me feel better. That's okay. Just get smart about it.
Well said. Thank you, Avani. And I just want to give you the space, but also I want to plug naturalhighs.org. It's in Boulder, Colorado, correct? And you mentioned something about peer mentors. So basically, those that are interested in finding out more about your organization, that want to help out, or maybe looking for some advice or looking for help themselves, like, I guess, where should they go to?
Yeah, so our program is not a treatment program, because we think that the identity of, you know, being in treatment or being a client or a patient, we have seen that that doesn't help people necessarily. So our whole program is a peer mentor program, meaning everybody who comes our way, we say, you are a person that can help others, that can teach others, whether you have lived experience with mental health or substance use or just being a human. That's great, right? Like, wherever you are, we do not sort people because we don't think that's helpful. So everybody is welcome to be part of it. And the way to become part of it is you can go on our website, naturalhighs.org with an S, and you can sign up for our emails, and then you get information of things we offer. And since COVID, we started offering also plenty online. So it doesn't matter where somebody is at. You can dial in on Zoom, and we do monthly free bilingual, so Spanish and English, presentations on cutting edge topics, mental health and substance abuse. All of those events are on our website. And we really have created our website as a hub of resources. So there are tons of resources, podcasts, courses, audios, like you can knock yourself out with natural highs, right? So we post a lot of our resources. A lot of them are free. We started a podcast called This Badass Sober Life that you can find on YouTube. It's a community podcast with different stories, different contributions from different people, all ages in our community, that people also can be part of. We have a Facebook group, Natural Highs Official. We have an Instagram, Natural Highs Official. Anybody. I mean, the easiest way to become part of our community is to just sign up for our emails, and then you find out what we offer and how you can participate. And we would love it. I mean, we think that at this point, we need a lot of people, all ages, to know this kind of neuroscience, to have this kind of information, to be the good human that can pass it on to their friends and to their family. And so we welcome everybody.
Avani, thank you so much for being on this podcast, taking your time and sharing your message. And most importantly, thank you for what you're doing in the community, in the world, not just for Yerba Mate, that's great, but what you're doing for people that, you know, are in tough places, tough and dark places, and you being the light and lighthouse for those people. Can't honor you and thank you enough for that. And hopefully this message goes out very, very wide and broad throughout the world. And I'll do my best to help share that. But you guys check out naturalhighs.org. Once this episode comes out, we'll, you know, tag you and share everything. And would also, check out This Badass Sober Life as well on your podcast. So that's really cool that you guys have a podcast as well. Maybe one day share my story if that's something for you. I would love to. And also, if you ever want to come back, we'd love to have you. I really do. I don't know. The neuroscience thing is really cool. Something we can definitely dive deeper in, maybe another time. So I thank you so much for all that information. And I guess until next time. And anything else?
No, I'm so happy that you're doing the podcast. You know, we think that it could help so many people to have a healthy social ritual. It would create community. You can get so creative with just getting people together around yerba mate. So I'm so thankful to you for the podcast that you're holding, and always happy to be a part of it.
And before we sign off, I felt like I do need to say this. If it's not been said before to you, it can't be said enough, but you are not alone. No matter where you're at, thanks to the internet, you can connect with anyone, but also just never feel like you are the only person. Like even me, just as silly as it sounds, I thought I was the only person that really cared about yerba mate and, you know, and podcast and blah, blah, blah. It sounded so silly at the time, and realizing if I would have never done it, then wouldn't have this opportunity to connect with you and all these other people and provide this space. So I guess all that to say is just, you're not alone. You know, so don't feel like that fear or shame. That's a lie. So anyways,
totally. I'll leave it at that. Yeah. And everything that we experience has meaning, you know, and this is the power of finding people and being in community with others. Cause you see in others that there's nothing wrong with you, that everything makes sense once you understand it. And so, yes, I would encourage everybody, connect, find community, be part of our community. We love to have you, just for you to understand that there's nothing wrong with you, that there's beauty even in the dark places, and that you can learn from that, and that you don't have to do it alone. That's really beautiful how you said that, Devin. That's so true.
I guess I'll leave one last thing. You getting the last word, but I read this today and I was going to share. Hardships often prepare ordinary people for extraordinary destinations, from C.S. Lewis. So yes, like she said, the pain has a purpose. Everything has a purpose. So don't know what it is. Don't always know what it is sometimes, and maybe not find out until the end. But thank you for listening to the Yerba Power Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, which I hope you did, this could be very freeing or helping to someone you love or care about. So I have a favor to ask. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with someone you love or care about, or with a friend or a family member, or just someone that you would like to hear this episode, because you never know what someone might be going through. People are fighting battles that you know nothing about. And I hope that this helps empower, encourage, and set free some people that are living in a life that they do not desire. So once again, please do me a huge favor. Share this episode if you enjoyed it with someone that you love or care about. Thank you, and until next time.